Okay, Rabosai, Simon Shin Tzadi Aleph. Avel Aser B'Simcha. An Avel is, okay, Aser B'Simcha. We start with Shiva. L'fikach lo yikach tinak b'cheiko kol Shiva shema yavol u'deischov. An Avel, I haven't seen a lot of people be mocked, but on this I'm not sure why. An Avel should not hold a baby or a little kid during Shiva, because he'll come to Kuchiku to laugh and play, etc. And that's inappropriate during Shiva. Obviously, it's inappropriate to stop, to laugh and play around during Shiva. And that is something I haven't seen everyone be makbid on, but I think people should try to be makbid on. Within reason, obviously, right? The Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah says everyone can play with the babies on Tisha B'Av because everyone's an adult. Someone's got to take care of the babies. So likewise, you know, if someone has to, then they have to. People think, oh, make the adult feel good, let him laugh and tickle the baby, etc. That's not appropriate for Shiva. Shiva should be very solemn and sad. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva here says some things that we, I think, already discussed, that an Avil can't say extra happy parts of Tefillah. Like, for example, he can't say the Pesachim before Abdullah, because those are special Pesachim of Simcha. He can say the Brachos, but not Pesachim, which is a Minhag of Simcha. And he shouldn't say Kiddush Levana. There's a big machlokas about Kiddush Levana. The Pesachei Tshuva here brings a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Shaar Ephraim. Magen Avraham says he shouldn't say Kiddush Levana, because we know Kiddush Levana is a special Minhag of Simcha, unless it's already the 10th. Then he should be afraid that maybe it'll be cloudy and he'll miss it. Shaar Ephraim says, no, even if it's the 10th, he should still shouldn't say Kiddush Levana as long as he'll have a chance after Shiva. And he should take his chances and hope that it'll be clear. The Geshur HaChaim says that the Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, the Be'er Halacha in Tav Chav Vav, Hilchos Kiddush Levana, Paskins like the Shaar Ephraim, that as long as you think you'll have a chance after Shiva, the Avil shouldn't say Kiddush Levana during Shiva. Obviously, using common sense, you know, if it's mamish, cloudy, and stormy every night, then he shouldn't take his chances. But menastam, we're more machmir than Magen Avraham. If he thinks he'll have a chance and there'll be one or two nights left that he thinks it'll probably be decent weather, then he should wait till after Shiva. Okay, Beis, here's where the action is. I'll call a mesim. Nichnas lebeis amishta la'achar shloshim yom. Alav evyal imo la'achar yod beis chodesh. So, Beis HaMishnah, L'chor, the Pashup Shana Beis HaMishnah means a wedding or a Sheva Brachos. So on all, at least means that, on all Mesim, he shouldn't go to a party for Shloshim and of the email for the whole Yud Beis Chodesh, meaning the whole period of Avelos. V'af Mashana Muberes, Mutalacha Yud Beis Chodesh. This is not something specific about Simcha and weddings. In general, Yud Beis Chodesh is not a year, Yud Beis Chodesh is 12 months. On an Iber year, on a leap year, then Yud Beis Chodesh ends in less than a year, in just 12 months. So what that means is that on a leap year, the Avel finishes his Yud Beis Chodesh a month before the Yahrzeit. Okay, Umehu, Simchas Mereyas. What about Simchas Mereyas? Simchas Mereyas means the minhag they used to have in the old days. I don't know, maybe they still have it nowadays. That they would make, a bunch of people would make sudas. Like Reuven would make a suda and invite all the friends this week, and Shimon would invite all the friends next week, and Levi would invite all the friends the week after, and they would go around and around. And in those days, it was considered a very serious thing, because nowadays, I think we're a little richer than in those days. You know, like I invite you to my house one more meal, you invite me to your house one less meal. No one cheshbens the dollars and cents. But in those days, they weren't so rich, and it was real cheshben, and you mamish owed it. Like, if there were five guys, and the four of them invited the fifth one invited, owed inviting the four. They could mamish sue him for it. So shayichayv lefro osa miyad, and he's chayiv to pay back right away. Motel asosu miyad achar shiva. Simchas mereyas, that he owes paying debts, even though paying debts is by a party, we take paying debts very seriously in Judaism. And therefore, if he has to pay a debt, it's mutter right after shiva, even though it overrules the normal rules of avelus. Avalam eino chayiv lefro also the kanos ba'ach shloshim ve'alav b'ima. Okay, but if he doesn't owe, then it's also the whole shloshim. And here's a big chumr of Aviv V'Imo. For Aviv V'Imo, there's a big chiddush. Aviv V'Imo, all Yud Beis Chodesh, is more chumr than other krovim. Other krovim is also 30 days, but if you owe a debt, it's mutter. For Aviv V'Imo, even if you owe a debt, it's still usher for Yud Beis Chodesh. You can't pay your debts? All right, people have to understand. Okay, that's a big chiddush. And there's a lot of lumdus about this in the Achronim. Now, why is it that the 12 months of Abimo is so chomer that it even overrides paying a debt? Okay, there are many, many explanations. Maybe we'll come back to it soon. Haga. So far, so good. Meaning a regular Beis HaMishta, a wedding, a Shev Brachos, no heter whatsoever. Simchas Mareyas, there's an Esser, but there's a heter of paying debts, but only for Shar Krovim, not for Avimo. Agav, one of the big discussions nowadays is, what's called Simchas Mareyas? What's included, what's called Simchas Mareyas? You know, a wedding is a wedding. What's Simchas Mareyas? The simple shot is that Simchas Mareyas, the Esser, because we don't have a heter of Simchas Mareyas nowadays. I don't really know of anyone who is so mocked that someone owes them to invite them over because they have regular dinner parties. I don't think that's our minhag nowadays. If it was, maybe, but I don't think that's our minhag nowadays. So what is in the Esser of Simchas Mareyas? Clearly, when people invite each other over for parties, the assumption is all Stam parties are within the Esser of Simchas Mareyas, right? So an Avil doesn't go to any parties for 30 days or 12 months because of the Esser of Simchas Mareyas. My Mesorah from Rabbi Willig is that what does Simchas Mareyas mean? Simchas Mareyas means parties for friends to hang out together and have a good time. How about parties for the family to get together? I don't mean the family Doha lives with. That's not a party. That's just life. I mean a family gathering. The family gets together on Hanukkah, on this and on that, on Mother's Day, etc. The family gets together. So is that Simchas Mareyas of like friends? Or is family different? Not addressed so explicitly in Halacha. But my Mesorah from Rabbi Willig is that it's always important to spend time with family and to mechazik the family bonds. And if someone passed away, then it's even extra important to mechazik the family bonds. And therefore, one should be makel and say, no, for family to get together, that's not Simchas Mareyas, that's family. Even the cousins. But for friends, that's Simchas Mareyas. How many friends is Simchas Mareyas? This is one of the big debates. What about Shabbos meals? What about Shabbos meals? Simchas Mareyas should be also on Shabbos also, right? Meaning this is Bechlal. Avelis Betzina. I can quietly say I'm not interested in the invite. And it's not an insult to Shabbos, right? If I say I can't come for a Shabbos meal, that's not insulting to Shabbos. It's Avelis Betzina. So here is the big debate. We assume, the Gesher HaChaim assumes this, right? Well, it also possibly this. Oh, a lot is more possible. I've seen some people more macher. That inviting one family for a Shabbos meal or going to someone for a Shabbos meal, that's not Simchas Mareyas. Simchas Mareyas has to be a party. Two families is not a party. Two families is a visit. So what's the din of visits? So if we lurk earlier in, and I mentioned this, Bishaito, in Simon Shin Pei Hei, in the Taz, there's only one Taz there, he says, inviting, going out for a meal, or inviting someone for a meal is like Sheila Shalom. Okay, so it's like Sheila Shalom. You shouldn't do it on a weekday. But on Shabbos, we can be making on Sheila Shalom, and therefore, especially since on Shabbos, if people don't invite other people for meals, sometimes it's very lonely. You know, it's very, very hard to not have people for meals. So the Maisa, to have one family for a Shabbos meal, we assume that's like Sheila Shalom. But that's not Simchas Mareyas. It's not a party. And therefore, it's fine on Shabbos. Where to draw the line? What if you have two families? You know, when does it become a party? And when does it just become an invitation? It's not so clear. As a general rule, having one family on Shabbos is not Simchas Mareyas, and we can be mikkel. During the weekdays, we shouldn't do it because it's like Sheila Shalom. But on Shabbos, we can be makel in one family because that's not Simchas Mareyas. Where exactly to draw the line? Okay, sometimes you have to use common sense and figure out exactly where to draw the line.
Would the difference be with the reader, it's a person, not a family, or just an individual?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, let's say someone has eight yeshiva guys over. So that's not Simchas Mareyas. That's just hosting yeshiva guys. What if there's someone who there's a single in town and everyone invites him for meals? Most people are singles, you know, it's not fun to make your own Shabbos meal. They might not even know how to cook and you invite them for meals. So I don't think that's Simchas Mareyas. You know, if you make a big party, you know, a big social event, that's Simchas Mareyas. So, you have five single guys over to Gmilas Chasad and Machlas Lorchim. I don't think that's a party.
What
about playing with the baby on Shabbos? That's a good question. The simple shot is it would be considered bitsina, and you shouldn't play with the baby on Shabbos either, because not everyone always has to play with the baby. But it could be that if light's expected of you, then maybe that would become farhesia. Like some things, there's like getting an aliyah, right? to not get an Aliyah on Shabbos is Sina. But if you're Rabbi Nutam, then he got an Aliyah on Shabbos because for him it was for Hesia because everyone expected it of him. So it might depend on the circumstances, but Corona, I try to be Machmer.
Is there
a
religious point about family just like a blanket
heter
that, to have the whole family together every single Shabbos would be okay?
I think so. I didn't get a very clear sock, but I think so. Halavai, you should get your whole family together every single Shabbos. You know, that would be wonderful. It's worth it. It's not so practical. But I'm sure you see your parents can get everyone together every single Shabbos. Halavai. Okay, Victor. Now, where does it get very tricky? It gets very tricky because there's this Yerushalmi and other makoros that says l'chaburas mitzvah or l'shem shamayim is mutter, the heter of mitzvah. What exactly is the heter of mitzvah? Every mitzvah is mutter? So there is one day of the Beis Yosef quotes from, there is one day that's a very radical day of the Aruch HaShulchan and others like, use it as a sniff lahakil, but no one really holds from it. Let me just remember who it was. There's a smag of some sort who says, yeah, any mitzvah is mutter, so wedding is mutter. The isser is only optional parties. That can't be. We assume that's not true. Of course a wedding is usser. So what's this heter of mitzvah? So there are three main drachim to understand this heter of mitzvah, one that everyone agrees, right? The heter of seudas mitzvah. One is that everyone agrees. Is that a personal chiyuv? If you have a personal chiyuv to eat at a seudas mitzvah, then it is mutter. If you have a personal chiyuv, then there's a heter of Seudas Mitzvah. Where's the Zil Achilas Kachem? Achilas Kachem and Kiddush HaChodesh. Someone himself gets married. Then there's a heter of Seudas Mitzvah. Right? Someone breaks a bris milah for a son. Okay, that's not controversial. What's controversial? What's controversial is two things. This is the Ravid versus the Ramban. Right? The Ravid holds this. The Ramban doesn't like it at all. He says, a mitzvah that's not yours, but that wouldn't take place without your participation, right? He says, someone else's mitzvah, but your presence is necessary. What's the example? Masi yosam v'yosoma, right? The guy's trying to make marry off a Yosom to Yosoma. The problem with Yosom and Yosoma is not that they don't have parents. It's that they don't have money. I mean, it's actually they don't have parents, but that's not Makim Chasa. The Yosom has no money, the Yosoma has money. So what were weddings in the old days? Let's keep in mind, we're all very romantic, but historically, a wedding in the old days wasn't what's my son's personality, what's your daughter's personality, how much money am I giving, how much money are you giving? Lekik Subadein Batigra, and you work it out. How about a Yosem Yosoma? The Yosem has no money and no parents, and the Yosoma has no money and no parents. Okay, so I find a Gvir and a Mashpi on him. Okay, give this much money. You find a Gvir and a Mashpi on him, give that much money. And the rabbis, they butter up the rich people in town. What a big mitzvah, and it's amazing, and it'll look so nice for your PR and whatever, and I'll sit next to you on the dais. You know, okay, for me, Kibbe Aver is going to sit next to me on the dais at the chasana, then I'll give, 10,000 ruble, etc. What's the problem? If Rabbi Eger doesn't sit on this at the chasana, then that's it. As a matter of fact, he probably has to sit next to the kefir the whole time and hold his hands to make sure he doesn't back out. So the Ravid says mutter, because you're necessary for the mitzvah. And the Ramban says no such heter, work it out some other way. Okay, what's the third shot? The third shot is Mukhe Yosef. He also quotes the Ravid. It's not the only one, but he's the one in Beis Yosef. He says no, what this is talking about is a Seudas mitzvah, the ein ba simcha. What does it mean a seudas mitzvah without simcha? After all, you know, a yid should always be b'simcha, and certainly when a yid does a mitzvah, he should be b'simcha. No, it doesn't mean like, you know, happiness, together, you know, Rabbi Nachman's mitzvah gedol liyos simcha tamid, or the Rambam's tach shalovat hashem lekacha b'simcha to leivav mirum kol. which are surprisingly similar. But it means you don't say Shia Simcha B'mono, right? You don't say Shia Simcha B'mono, then it's not such a big Simcha, right? At a wedding, we say Shia Simcha B'mono, basically, and everything else, we don't say Shia Simcha B'mono. So maybe that's mutter. If it's a mitzvah, if the mitzvah at a wedding, not such a big Simcha, even a mitzvah is usher. If it's a stam party, that's usher Simcha's Bereus. But if it's a mitzvah and it's not so happy, if it's a mitzvah that's Simcha, an arbershutus reshus that's mostly happy is usher. A sudas mitzvah that's super duper happy is usher. But a sudas mitzvah that's only mostly happy, then it can be mako, because it's not so happy. It's still pretty happy. It's not so happy and it's a mitzvah.
What does sudas mitzvah mean? Like eating on Shabbos is a mitzvah also?
No, a pinyon of men, for example, right? A pinyon of men. I'm invited to a pinyon of men. That's a sudas mitzvah. It's not as happy as a wedding. We don't say shasim chum mono. Bris mila. It's a big machlokas, right? Look at the rishon, they go to town. We don't say Shasim Kumono. That might be a little worse because the Havina say Shasim Kumono in the car.
That's like a Shabbos meal or a Siyam or.
What about a Siyam? So, a Shabbos meal, we assume, we don't say Zahenter make parties for Shabbos meals. I think the reason is because, like, you don't make a big party in my lodge. They don't miss or invite everyone to your Shabbos meal. How about a Siyam? Look at that. How about a Siyam also, Lachor? Right? A Siyam. You know, it's not. We don't say Shasim Kumono. And we're all very happy with the Torah, but it's not Shasim Kumono. Okay, so let's see. Without going Kadrim al Rishonim, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and see what happens to these heterim. Hagah. Uvachaburas mitzvah. Gugun shemasi yosem b'yisom alashim shemayim v'in lo yochal shom yisbata l'maisa. Right? Someone's making a wedding v'yosem b'yisom alashim shemayim. Not their personal business. And if they don't go to the Suda, it'll be mivotal. Because the Kvir won't give the 10,000 ruble if Rabbi Kida Eger doesn't sit next to him at the day to eat. So what's the... What's the compromise? Mutter la'achar shloshim, aval toch shloshim asal chol sudas mitzvah sheh ba'olam. The Rama says, mutter achar shloshim. That's the psak of the Rama. Says the Rama, mutter achar shloshim. Okay, compromise. You know, after shloshim is more kal, within shloshim is more chomer, so mutter achar shloshim. What is the big machlokas, and there's like the Ravid, okay, so you pass like the Ravid against the Ramban. The big machlokas here is what's quoted in the Shach and the Bach, the Shach, Sifkatan, Gimel, quotes the machlokas in himself and the Bach. What about Shar Krovim? Acher Shloshim Lachor's parents, how about Shar Krovim? Do we say, what does the Shach say? Says the Shach. Acher Shloshim, Stam. Says the Bach, no. Shar Krovim, Acher Shiva. After all, Shar Krovim are one step, or Mekel. The Shach says, Acher Shloshim, always, right? Stam. In all cases. Shach says, during Shloshim, it's Aser, during Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Mutter. And the Bach says, no. For other Krovim, it's after Shiva's Mutter. The Marmal's example was a parent. But whatever the Mutter after 30 for a parent is Mutter after Shiva for other relatives, because other relatives are one step more Mekel than parents. Here, all the Akron and Paschal, like the Bach, the Dogomer Vava here, and Rabbi Kiva Eger here, and all the modern day Sfarim, etc., and the Pesach Juba here, everyone Paschal's like the Bach. Against the Shach here, and they all have an interesting taina. What's their taina? And that's halacha l'maisa. If someone has to go to Sudas Mitzvah, because otherwise it won't happen, it's mutter after Shiva for other Krovim and after Shloshim for Ava V'Imo. What's their taina? The Dogma of his taina is like this. What's more chomer? After Shiva for other Krovim or after Shloshim for Ava V'Imo? We know after Shiva for other Krovim is more kal, because if you owe a debt of Simchas Moreas, it's Aser after Shloshim for Ava V'Imo, but Mutter after Shiva for other Krovim. So you see that after Shiva for other Krovim is more kal than after Shloshim for Ava V'Imo, so it's Mutter after Shloshim for Ava V'Imo, Kal Shkain is Mutter after Shiva for Shach Krovim. That's why all the Echronim say like the Bach. Okay, what was the Shach thinking? It's not like the Shach couldn't have thought of this. A, it's not rocket science. B, even if it was, the Shach would have thought of it. So everyone has their answer. What's shot with the Bach? Right? It's a good question. Everyone has an answer. What's pshat with the Bach, with the Shach? After all, the Shach here is saying that after Shloshim Fa'avir Ve'imo is more kal than after Shiva Fashar Krovim. But when it comes to paying back debts, after Shiva Fashar Krovim is more kal than after Shloshim Fa'avir Ve'imo, you have to know with an answer. I thought maybe the answer you could say is you can mechalik between mitzvah you can mechalik between mitzvah and debts. When it comes to a mitzvah, really, after Shiver Fashar Krovim is more chomer, according to Shach. Anything within Shloshim is more chomer when it comes to being nidcha by a mitzvah. When it comes to being nidcha by a debt, that's different. Why? Because a person owes a big debt to his father and mother. A person doesn't owe a debt to his brother and sister and son and daughter, as much as he loves them very much or respects them very much. A person owes a debt to his father and mother. So you could say, according to Shach, really, what's more chomer? Really, after Shiver Fashar Krovim is more chomer. So why are we more machmer and after Shloshim for other be'imol in your debts? That's a special rule. I owe my friend a debt for Suda Simchas Breis, but the person owes his parents a bigger debt. So only when it comes to debts, we're more machmer and other be'imol after Shloshim, but otherwise, we are not. Okay, you could like it, you could not like it. Everyone has their own answer. But here, there's a very fundamental question. Let's review the fundamental question. What is more chomer? What is more chomer between 7 and 30 for parents? No. For other krovim? For shar krovim? Or between 30 and 12 months for aved v'imo? What's more chomer? Says the Bach. A or B, says the Bach, for sure B is more chomer. Because after all, proof is paying back a debt. And therefore, if B is mutter for a mitzvah, A is kol shekein mutter for a mitzvah. Says the Shach, nope. A is more chomer. B is mutter for a mitzvah, but A is not. Steer from simplest way. So I give my answer. Everyone can think of their own answer. Every real Talmud Chacham has an answer to this question on the Shach, you know, in their pocket. It's one of the things that, you know, there are certain questions everyone has to have their own personal answer to. So everyone has to have their answer to this. Truth is, my Rebbe has a different answer to this, very willing, but we're not going to get into it now. Okay, continuing. Are there other examples of this, where if you don't show up, there won't be a mitzvah? Are there other examples of this heter? So there are other examples of this heter. Two other examples of this heter are found in the notes of Caleb. One in the Gilyan Maharsha, the very beginning. Sorry, I meant someplace here. Sorry, one second. It's someplace in the Gilyan Maharsha. Here we are. And the second one that the mother, the chassan, was an avelos, and the son wouldn't get married without his mother walking him down. And he had a whole reason. And therefore, it would stare at the wedding, and the son hadn't done peruvim. So he's mapped the mother to go, so that the son would agree to get married. Okay, so that's another example of this, right? What's the example? The examples are, says the Ramah, Yasom Piyasoma, says the Gilyan Maharsha. Eino maskim lehis chatein. The guy won't agree to get married without his mother there. Okay, then it's mutter. And another example is found in the Pesachei Tshuva in Sepkatan, that's also quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sepkatan Zion, who also quotes this from the Note of Yehuda. Okay. Same thing, if it's going to delay the wedding, the guy hasn't done Puravu, then there's a heter. And another heter is found in Rabbi Kiva Eger. The second class of Rabbi Kiva Eger says, What if you're the 10th guy for the minyan? 10th guy for the minyan. Right? Sheva brachos. We're a wedding nowadays. Right? Sheva brachos. You're the 10th guy for a minyan. They can't find anyone else for a minyan. If you come, they have a minyan. If not, not. So there, they wouldn't be able to do it without you. So then it's mutter. Right? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Hashlamas minyan. Okay. Those are all cases where it wouldn't happen without you. That's rare cases. It's really not so shayach nowadays. I mean, it's pretty rare, but theoretically, it's a heter. Interestingly, the heter of the guy refuses to get married without the mother there is only if he hasn't yet done peruvu. Why? I think partially because, like, it's his own decision. Like, could have got married without her, so therefore the only make of it's also mishum peruvu. But keep in mind, most chassans haven't done peruvu yet.
Right. The situational, like, minyan, is it a certain party's responsibility to... Is it his responsibility to not have gone in the first place? Or
no, whatever, he's next door. The next door in the apartment, like we tried, we're stuck. So the guy can come, he can rely on this heter. Okay, next heter. Continuing the Ramah. Aval sudas mitzvah less than simcha. That's the book of Yosef. How about a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha? I don't mean it doesn't have simcha, it doesn't have special simcha. Motorly kanes ba, kigon pedina ben, usudas pers mila, motor lechol shalom filo toch shiva. There's no answer whatsoever, even during shiva, we motor, except for the fact he can't leave his house. So he says, Lavashla yitzim kesa beso. Can't leave his house, but it's in his house. No answer whatsoever. If it's a mitzvah and it's not super happy, there's no answer. Ah, viesh osrum besudas pers mila. Some people are machmir. Ba minag shalom lechol beshum, what's the minag? Machlokes. What's the minag? Right, this is a big machlokes. Right, machlokas in Rama, right? Machlokas Rishonim. Look at Mes Yosef the Shitos and Yepimedayik, but some are only talking about Rasmila, some are talking about all Sudos. In any case, what's the minik? Shalalecho b'shum Suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh b'chutz l'beisov. Not to go to any Suda the whole 12 months outside of its house. So b'socha b'ayis mekilim sh'ochot l'beisov b'sudas Rasmila kol shkim shar Suda shem b'tzimcha b'sudas nisu in yishlach m'kein yirali. In his house, we're mekel as long as not a wedding, b'chor or shiva brachos, right? In his house, he still should go to shiva brachos. But outside of his, but in his house, he can go to other things. But outside of his house, we're machmir. Lamais is usually outside of his house, and therefore, the minig is to be machmir. It's considered going to a suda. If you're not going to a suda, then we're mekel. What is the minhag? Says the Ramah. Eino, what's this lashon? It's going to be a little important. Shelo lechol b'shum suda ba'olam. B'shum suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh, or obviously for other relatives, all 30 days. If it's outside his house. Fine, let's assume the normal case is that it is... outside his house. Okay, therefore, that's why an avel, we all know, an avel doesn't go to a sudas bris, an avel doesn't go to a suda, an avel generally doesn't go to sudas for the whole year of velus, right? When Mary Miller was in a velus for his, Mary Miller was in a velus for his mother, since I'm in Elia, and they had a guy's made a bris, so he wouldn't come to the sudas bris. And I think that's the accepted minhag, like the Ramah. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Because if you look in the shach, not here, but the shach in Siman Reish Mem Vav, Helchas Talmud Torah, which is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkat and Hey, was Siyom Aseches, Ayin le'elsim reish menvav b'shach sivkat n'chaf zayin. Okay, what does that mean? The shach says, an avel during Yud Beis Chodesh can go to a siyum aseches. It's a shach in siman reish menvav. If you don't believe me, says the shach in Semen Reish Mem Vav, I will read it to you, et cetera. 1 second. V'hi sudas mitzvah da filo avil toch yud beis kodesh alav the imo yachol lisocham. It's a sudas mitzvah, and even an avil can eat there. So now that's a little peculiar. The chachmas adam asks on the shach, says ma pedom. I know it's a sudas mitzvah. Fine, shkayach. It's a sudas mitzvah. It's not sudas rishos. But we're Ashkenazim, and the Ramah says we don't eat it any sudas mitzvah. So how does it help that it's a sudas mitzvah? It's a very peculiar shach. It's a very peculiar shach. And the Chachmas Adam rejects it. So what about the, here we have the Ramah. The Ramah seems very clear. Don't go to anything. But now the shach throws a monkey wrench into it. The shach in Simen Reish Mem Vav is Matir Siyum. Why? Because it's a sudas mitzvah. But our meaning is that sudas mitzvah is not a heter. This is a big mystery. It's a tremendous mystery. What's shot in the shach? So the Chachmas Adam says, "Sorching him on the shach, it doesn't make any sense." And the truth is, you could say, "No, the shach was quoting the Amar Mintz. It was in the middle of a whole discussion. Agaf Orcha. He was quoting the other minhag. He wasn't pasquin. He was just quoting. You know, he just talked about how important it is." Because we're so true as Myron Mintz, all these amazing things and how important it is. Fine, so the Myron Mintz, they had a different minhag. You could say he wasn't talking about our minhag. So, this is the big question. Says the Chachmas Adam, Lefi minhageinu, it is Aser. However, the other Achronim take the Shach seriously, and who are the other Achronim? Meaning, whoever quotes it lahalacha obviously thinks it's mutter even according to us. No one's going to quote this lahalacha if it's not our halacha, right? The Pesach Tshuva here says in Sukkot and Hay, I am b'shach. Okay, not only that, but he's not the only one. The Gilgan Maharsha quotes this as well. I mean, he goes further than that, but let's assume going further than that counts. The Beis Lechem Yehuda relies on this as well. And he says at least the person who learned can go to the Siyam. He's not sure about everyone. But what do we have? We have the Pesach Tshuva and the Gilyan Maharsha. We'll see how they expand it. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda and many others say no. Afilu Lefi Min Hagenu. It is Mutter. And this is a big Tarchion. Why is it mutter according to us? So some people say that, because our minhag is only to be makar on bris milah. Why? Because bris milah really does have simcha. Right? What did the Gemara Zahav mean to say shah simcha mono? Why do we not say shah simcha mono? Remember, it's beginning of Ksubas. First paragraph of Ksubas. Tzara dianuka, to the pain of the baby. Right? But we have a happening, and I think it's Tosos there, if I'm not mistaken, who says, why is that happening? It's Sasa Nochi on the Marsecha, Kmotse Shalom Rav, to refer to Bris Mila. Bris Mila really is Simcha, it's just mitigated Simcha. So maybe our minig is only not to go to Bris Mila, but everything else is okay. That's a big Kiddush in our mother. Us says, don't go to any Shum Suda Shema Olam. They have to say, we're not exactly the minig in our mother. Other people say, no. It's not that we're only Machmer on Bris Mila. No, it's that we're machmer on personal simchas. You know, like a bris milah, it's a mitzvah, but I had a baby. Pidyon haben, it's a mitzvah, but I had a baby. But a siyum asecha, which is only simchas haTorah, like there's no gashmius, right? If I was a guy, I'd also make a party when I had a baby. I would do a bris milah, but I'd also make a party. But siyum asecha is purely ruchni. There's no gashmius in siyum asecha. And therefore, we're makel for simchas haTorah. Okay, so it's not so clear. Why? And what do you have to say? This is not Pshat in the Ramah. Pshat in the Ramah is Shum Suda Shiva Olam, right? Kipshat Divrei HaRamah. I really don't understand how you can possibly understand the Ramah differently. He says Shum Suda Shiva Olam. By the way, here we're talking about a Suda. If someone makes a Siyam, all the Achron right, someone makes a Siyam like nowadays and they give out crackers and schnapps, that's not a Suda. That we assume is okay. That's just refreshments. But we're talking about some people make a real big deal for a seal, right? Usually it's a limited regard site or something, but you never know. Some people are very happy. Guys, Malchubitz, his first time he learned anything, you know, he'll make a big party with chicken and whatever. So if it's a real suda, again, I'm not talking refreshments. Refreshments, they're only for at least for a seal. So, Mutter, what's the Svara? Why? So there are two Svaras. Either A, only Bris Mila has Simcha. I know you don't say Simcha Mona, but it really has Simcha. It's just also a Tsar. Or B, there's a Chiluk between personal Simcha, by which I mean Gashmi Simcha, and Simchas HaTorah. Torah Simcha is different. Okay, so Lemaisa, how do we paskin? Lemaisa, Pashtus, we're talking about after Shlomsh. Yes.
Can we say the Shach is talking about in the guy's own house?
That's interesting. The truth is, maybe you could, although it's possible. Rabino Kempta, I hear the Taina. It's definitely possible. Definitely possible. But it's hard to it's hard to know for sure. It's hard to know for sure. Halacha lemaisa, this is very difficult to know how to paskin. It's very confusing. Ramal says shum suga shum olam. And then, as if that's not bad enough, look at the achronim here. They start, now again, they're quoting from Marashal. The Marashal is not such a pure quote because he was before the Ramal wrote his sefer. But they quote, sudas bar mitzvah is also a sudas mitzvah. Look in the his Ketubah Hay. Yom Shalom Bar Mitzvah also is like a Siyam Maseches, at least if he darshins or it's on the day Bo Bayom. According to the Dog Mervafa. And then they, if you look in the Gilui Marsha, he says, Shalom Zachar, he says, Chanukah Zabayis, if you are making Chanukah Zabayis to dedicate your house to Torah Mitzvahs. Bar Mitzvah, Shiduchim, Chanukah, they're all Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, they're all Sudas Mitzvah, but what exactly does this... what exactly does this mean that they're all Sudas Mitzvah? So, very, very unclear exactly what this means. Like, why is there, who cares if there's Sudas Mitzvah? There's no heter for Sudas Mitzvah. Unless you say no. Any Sudas Mitzvah that's not a bris is okay, or any Sudas Mitzvah that's Simchas HaTorah is okay, and all these things are really Simchas HaTorah, although some of these are a little tricky, right? Maybe Shalom Zachar is just to show you're going to teach him Torah. Okay, but so is all our life cycle events. So is getting married. We're getting married to build a device, then we'll be strong. Very tricky. Halacha lemaisa, there are different minhagim ad hayom hazeh. There are very, very, very different. There are very different minhagim. Halacha lemaisa. Yes, Sudas Chanukah. I mean, yes, I understand. Chanukah is purely ruchni, right? We know the Lubusha, the Dudley Chanukah, the Purim, etc. But still, it's a party. Halacha lemaisa, we assume that. Within Shloshim, it's hard to be Mekel. Within Shloshim, it's hard to be Mekel. After Shloshim, there's room. Look, a lot of our chronim sound like they're Mekel. There's room to be Mekel for some of these after Shloshim. Everyone has their own hachra on these things. It's very hard to get clarity just because it's such a curveball that everyone ignores the Ramah and starts discussing Sudas Mitzvah. And they never get back to saying, okay, but what about the Ramah? Like, how does this all fit into the Ramah? No one talks about it. Lemaisa, no one talks about it. Lemaisa, Toch Shloshem, it's hard to be Mekel. I'll just quote you. Rav Rimon has a very nice hachra here. But everyone has their own psak here. You'll see very, very different psakim, and there's no clear minhag olam. But what does he say? He says, if we're during shloshim, he paskins that one should not participate in any sudos during shloshim. Snacks are okay. That's not a real suit. Remember the Magen Avraham Hilchos Tisha B'Av says if there's a engagement party with snacks, it's okay in the 9 days. But you shouldn't go to any suda. Well, when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, then he says if it's one of these more minor things like Chanukah Zabayis and Siyam Maseches and etc., then it's mutter, but you know, it's always better to be machmir and, you know, not participate so much if you don't have to. But lemaisa, that's a good hachra. Right, lemaisa. Again, it's against Rama. Rama says any suda. It's really hard to fit this with Rama. The answer could be that was Rama's minhag. We changed our minhag since Rama. Right? I mean, I'm not allowed to say I changed the minhag Ashkenazim, but the achronim are. Right? Is that toch shloshim? We should be more machmir, but achar shloshim toch yud beis chodesh. Then there's room to be mekel. Okay, you have to use your judgment. You know, you don't have to go for no reason whatsoever. But, you know, let's say you want to go to see Masechet and really encourage people to learn Torah, you know, or whatever, social reasons or whatever. Then, lemaisa, we can be mekel and assume that our minhag is a little more mekel than Rabban. We only ask for Rasmila, or we only ask for things that are not Toradic, that are more gashmias, like Rasmila and Pidyon HaBen. And Rasmila and Pidyon HaBen are very high exalted levels of Ruchnius, but I mean, they're also about having a baby, right? So there is room to be mekel, and even an engagement party. The truth is, most of the time nowadays, if you're modern Orthodox, engagement parties, they don't serve a suda. So then it's not so hard. Then it's okay. It's a small thing without a suda. If you are Haredi, then you have to have a proper suda in an engagement party. You have to wash, you have to have chicken, etc. Then still, there's room to be mekel, because one of the examples here, you should read this, Gilyan Marsha. The Pinsky Chuba doesn't list a lot of examples. The Gilyan Marsha and the Beis Lechem Yehuda list a lot of examples. And one of them is the end of the Gilyan Marsha, Sudas Kinyan Vivdina Seinu. Sudas Kinyan means engagement party. It's when you do the Kinyan on the Tanayim. So Sudas Shiduchim is also the Gilyan Marsha. So these lesser things, it's a little tricky. Seems like, you know, they want to be mekel on anything that's not a bris mila. Okay, halacha l'maisa. The pidyon haben were not nohegna. They don't say we're no mekel pidyon haben. I guess pidyon haben having a baby is a bigger deal. But in other things, there's room to be mekel, although I wouldn't run to go as much as possible. But there's definitely room to be mekel. Okay, continuing. Yes?
You just mentioned that, like, in the modern effects, where there's no real suda. What about the fact that there's, like, singing and dancing that stuff away in?
So let's get to that. We'll get to that.
And also, like, the Sima Shas, but there's no suda at all. There's a huge gathering of people, it's like, dancing. You know, like, this
It's interesting. I wonder what people paskin about the Sima Shas. I mean, it was such a big deal. I mean, someone must have come out with, people must have come out with psakim, right? Should people in Yud Beis Chodesh go to the Siyam HaShas? On the one hand, it's a tremendous Kavanah Torah, etc. It's very Ruchniyistic. Was there singing and dancing?
Yeah, dance.
Really? Okay, we'll get to it. And someone could Google, but not right now. I would bet, I mean, theoretically, you shouldn't be able to Google this, but we all know. I would bet that they said not to go. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, let's finish up this. If. Avel shu bal bris o mohel. What if the avel is the bal simcha? But here it's a little tricky, because he didn't have to be the bal simcha. He's the bal bris or the mohel. He's not the father. Right? He's the sandik. Bal bris is sandik. We said that already once, right? What about the avel being a bal bris or a mohel? So, Yilbash bigdei Shabbos ad lachar mila umotur likonis lamila lechol sham hula achar shloshim afishena mila beveso. So that is yontif delay. That's a heter of yontif delay. There's a heter called yontif delay for the father, obviously, or even the sandek. What's the chiddush? Even though he could have said, I don't want to be the sandek. Nope. If you're picked to be the sandek, don't say no. You if you're picked to be the sandek, you don't say no unless you have a better reason, right? I know we're looking scene. When everyone asked him to be a sandik, he would say, look, just keep it up, and I don't want to insult anyone. I think you should ask your father first. I think you should ask your grandfather. Only if someone said, well, this is what happened to me. I said, yeah, I had one grandfather. I mean, I had two grandfathers, but one that passed away when I was two. I had one grandfather, and I have a father, my wife, and I have a father-in-law, and they all had a turn already. And now they all did their turn. Then Rabbi agreed. Okay, so there's an exception. Sometimes maybe it's good to keep it of a aim and shalom bias to defer. But generally, when someone offers you a sandikos, you should say yes. And therefore it's a yontif delay. And the mole also yontif delay, even if there's another mole. So it's still yontif delay. We're not talking about during Shiva when he can only do it if there's another mole. We're talking about after Shiva. So he can go, he can wear Shabbos clothes because it's his yontif. That's a real halach of yontif delay, right? His whole shul doesn't say tachlin that morning. And he doesn't say tachlin that afternoon. It's yontif delay. And he can eat at the Suda if it is after Shloshim. Because it's yontif delay, so he can eat at the Suda. One second. This is also a big machlokas. The Mordechai was machmer in this, and the Maharil and others were mekel. The Marmaz Shura is after Shloshim. What does it mean? What does it mean after Shloshim? So the Taz here says he's not sure. Because the Maharil says Mutter after Shiva, but the Darkei Moshe makes up Shura and says after Shloshim. He says, I'd really like to be mekel even after Shiva, but I can't go against the Raman Shloshim of Aviv Imo. And the Shach here agrees with him that you can't be more mekel than the Rama, and therefore we paskin that here we have a heter of yontif delay, Baal Bris and the Mohel. We paskin like the Rama, Mutter Lechol. Sorry, Lechol. Achar Lamed, but now we have a question. After Shloshim for fathers, what about for other Krovim? So here the Shach agrees. Achar Lamed La'avet Ve'imo. Achar Zayin Lishar. Okay, Yontif Delay. Here it follows our Psach like the Bach. Okay, we're not getting into the sheet of the Shach right now. That's the special heter of Yontif Delay. The interestingly, however, we don't. One second. There's a discussion here someplace. Give me half a second. Okay. In any case, however, the Achronim write, this is only a heter for the father and the mohel and the son. No heter for the kfater. Not a yontif delay of the kfater. That doesn't count. Okay, let's go to Gimel. So now I think we've mostly discussed the issue of eating in a suda, but now here is the big machlokes rishonim. Beis Yosef quotes Ben Shmuel machlokes rishonim. Eating in a suda. What if you don't eat? So here it gets a little tricky. On the one hand, the Gemara says, Nechnas lebeis hamishteh. So I'm going in. So is the Isser going in, or is the Isser eating? So we're not sure. Is the Isser going in, or is the Isser eating? After all, who remembers the Gemara in Sukkah? Didn't we learn Sukkah 2 years ago? Right? Who remembers the Gemara in Sukkah? Why not eat in the Sukkah and rejoice outside the Sukkah? There's no simcha without eating, right? So eating is integral to the simcha, right? So do we say the Isser is eating or the Isser is being there? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Gimel. L'kanes l'chopa shelo b'shas achila shomar brachos, yesh matir v'yesh osherm, elo omei chotz l'bayis shomar brachos. To go to the chopa, not when they're eating, not at the time of the meal, to just hear the brachos of the chopa, we call attending the chopa, yesh matir v'yesh osherm. And even the Osir admit you can stand outside, because then you're not nechnas. You can stand outside on the street, or in the hallway, or whatever it may be, and listen. Hagah, aval, lo yikonis labayis klal b'sha sha'om dum sam, sham b'mizmute chasem ekala. But everyone, it sounds like, but you can't. go into the room at all when they're doing the mizmute chasam kala. Mizmute chasam kala probably means like the shtick. Some people say it means the music. When they're rejoicing, you can't go in. Only when they're doing the chuppah. Chenong ba Ashkenaz, and in Ashkenaz we are machmir dinos elu, and in Poland. Meaning, to go in when it's not the meal, we pass as usher. But that's all talking about the place where they make the wedding, where they eat and drink and rejoice, like it's the same place. But in our days, when we make the chup in shul, that's Yesh Makomos, but it seems like the Iker Minhag is that some people say after Shiva it's Mutter, some people after Shloshim, some people have the Minhag after Yubes Chodesh, but the Ramah says after Shloshim, so he says after Shloshim you can go to the Chuppah. After Shloshim it's Mutter to go to the Chuppah. But what does it mean to, here's where it gets very tricky. After Shloshim, the Abba, you can go to the Chuppah. What does it mean to go to the Chuppah? So, anyone ever lived in England? Anyone been to a wedding in England?
No, but I know.
Okay, what are they doing in a wedding in England? Similar to what the goyim do in America. They have a chuppah, they go to shul, they say, you know, I don't know, at 2 p.m., chuppah in shul, and they go to shul, and it's very decorous, right? And they all sit there in their fancy clothes, and they do a chuppah v'kiddushin. Obviously, it's happy. It's not solemn, it's not Yom Kippur, but it's decorous because it's a shul. And then they all go home, and maybe they change, whatever it is, and then at 5 o'clock they go to a hall and they have the suda. That's what they used to do in the Ramah. They would go to the shul, and obviously a shul, don't think of how we treat shuls. Imagine how we should treat shuls. You know, a shul is a very happy occasion, but it's still a decorous occasion. There's no shtick in shul. They don't bring a band to the shul. Right? You know, do they dance in shul? I don't know, but certainly not terribly raucously. And then they have the suda someplace else. The Ramah says that's mutter after shloshim. The question is, what does this mean? What does this mean for us? And here's where it gets very tricky. This heter of going to the chuppah, what does this heter of going to the chuppah mean for us? You understand that, first of all, when we say after Shloshim, how about Shar Krovim? Right? We always have this question. When he says after Shloshim, does it mean Shloshim for everyone or Shloshim for parents? Or Shloshim for parents and Shiva for Shar Krovim. And the simple, well, there is no real simple shot. But the simple shot is from the next line, where the Taz says that it's mutter even after Shiva for Shar Krovin, is that Chora, what about Likanes L'chuppah? So there's three tales, right? And says the Ramah, Mutter Achar Shloshim, and the simple shot is, since we always hold like the Bach, it means Achar Lamed La'aviv V'imo and Achar Zayin L'shar Krovin. Okay, the question is, what about our chuppahs? The simple shot is that our chuppahs should be also the Gamri for all 12 months or all 30 days for the relatives. Our chuppahs are in the wedding hall. I understand they're a different room. First of all, they're not always in a different room. Sometimes they're a different part of the wedding hall. They're not in shul. They're not a solemn occasion where the Ramah Zal said, Ein Sham Simcha Klal? Ein Sham Simcha Klal is going very far. When you say our chuppahs or Ein Sham Simcha Klal are a decorous occasion, not solemn, a decorous occasion in shul. No, the band plays and everyone's going wild with singing and dancing and it's more decorous than the suda. But it's not what Ramah was talking about. It seems a lot closer to the bayis she'osin achasana she'ochlin b'shosin u'smeichim sham. So in the ceiling, there's mizmutei chasav akala there. The simple pshat is that it should be usher for us, that there should be no heter for our modern day chuppas. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. There's a minhag to be makel. Halacha lemaisa, one should not be makel stam. I think maybe this is really the minhag. Minastam, we should be machmer in our chuppas, because they're much closer to what the Rama asked than to what he matured. Our chuppas are not really in a separate, they're a separate room, maybe outside, and they're in a different part of the hall. I guess sometimes you have it in the shul, and they do it in the shul. So maybe that's a little better, like when the hall is in a shul. But usually, you know, not all wedding halls are like that. So it's very unclear, even when they do it in the shul, they have a band, usually when they do it in the shul, it's a little more decorous. You know, if you sit in the pews and they take it more seriously. But halacha l'maisa, really, we should try to be machron chuppas. However, the minhag is that if it's necessary, let's say it's a very close relative, or it's a professional, you know, the rabbi needs to go to say mazel tov to his balabatim, whatever, or to say a bracha under the chuppah. Halacha, the minhag is that b'makom tzorech, when it's a big tzorech, we're mekel to just go hear the brachas under the chuppah, you know, to try not to be there for the music, you know, to not to stay when the band starts, not to stay afterwards when the band, after Al Rosh and Chassi, when the band pipes up in the music and everyone's singing dancing into the yichud room. No, that as they say, Al Rosh and Chassi, the Abba leaves and goes home. And he doesn't stay there for the, he's trying to come after the music, leave before the music, etc. You know, minimizes being there for the simcha parts. Halacha l'maisa, the minhag is that we're mekel, even though we really should be machmir, but we fetch out a kulula. We say, well, it's not mamish in the room where they're having the suda. It's in the next room in the hall, and it's not mamish simcha, even though there's a band. So we fetch out a kulula, the makon tzorach gadol, but not stam. Stam, like someone's friend's making a chasana, don't go to the chuppah. If someone's brother's making a chasana, okay, then what can you do? You know, if someone's a rabbi and he has to go to the Baal Batim's chasana because, you know, when you're a rabbi, you have to be very careful. Your Baal Batim will take any excuse to hate you. So what do you mean? You went to this guy's chasana, not to my chasana, and he was not in the veil stand, he was in the veil stand. It doesn't matter. They don't pay attention to details. Okay, that's the base model. Yes.
I don't understand it, but doesn't he say that that which is usher in the when the chuppah and the simcha happen in the same places, when is the shah and the zutina chas and the chalar are happening? Meaning his comment on the chaver is that it's usher to enter at the time when the simcha happens. And then he says, oh, but in our times where we split up the.
Yeah, but in our chuppahs, you know, there's a lot of simcha happening there.
So you're saying our
chuppahs are the worst? Give me a second, I hear what you're saying. But it sounds like even then, it's only usher to go in when they have this mute chasa v'kala. Even then, it's only usher. So you're saying it's not such a bad kula to say, the guy goes in when they're not singing and dancing. Okay, you know what? I hear your diuk. I like your diuk. You know, why does he then have to say b'bayis? Okay, because the b'bayis osin achasana, there's more likely to always have his mute chasa v'kala. Fair enough. Now, of course, part of the problem is that even between each of the brachos nowadays, they start singing and dancing. L'maisa, it's still a docha kula, but it's also docha to someone not to show up when his brother's marrying off his kid. It's also docha, you know, so it's a docha kula, so we use it when it's docha. But not stam. Stam for friendly. I don't like this minhag at all. If you'll say, oh, I'm an avela, so I'll only come for the chuppah. No, if you're an avela, you shouldn't come at all. Unless it's really necessary. Again, remember what Will said about family. Okay, you have to stick with your family. But also then there's family and family. Okay, and we'll come back to that. Yes?
You might get to this also, but you know that avela have their own meal outside
of yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, so continuing. Oh, Aga, before we get to that, how about other sudas? How about other sudas? Notice, if you're medayik, someone be medayik for me. Everything besides a wedding, bris milah and everything else. Can you go if you're not participating in the suda? So if you're medayik in the Lashon HaRa Sif Beis, haminach lo lecho b'shem suda shavolim kol yud beis chodesh. Not to be ochel in the other kind of sudas mitzvahs. right? But he doesn't say shalut likanes. By a wedding, he says shalut likanes. By other things, says not to go. He doesn't say shalut likanes. So halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa. We assume you can go to the non-suda of all other sudas. For bris milah, for example, the aval can heter gomer. He can go for the bris, just not to the suda, even if it's in the same room. For pinyon aben, he can come to the pinyon, just not for the suda. That's not like a wedding. It's not so sameach. For a bar mitzvah, he can come for the speeches, just not for the suda. So for other things, for sure, it's not as big as simcha. For sure, it's okay. It's even a big mitzvah to go to the bris, just not to the suda. Go to the pidyon, just not to the suda. Go to the speeches and the drush of the bar mitzvah, just not for the suda. That's totally okay. How about this little more borderline? What about sitting there through the suda and not eating? And never, you could even like, you know, grab a snack on the way out, whatever. But how about if you sit there the whole bris meal without eating? So that's more controversial. Rabbi Willick says, l'chatchila not. L'chatchila not. But for other likanes, l'shar sudas mitzvah, shelo b'shas achila, is heter gomer, or even when they're eating, to walk in for a minute to say mazel tov. He can't walk into the wedding for a minute to say mazel tov. You're not supposed to be nichnas to the bayis of mizmutim and the chasen kahal of mizmutim the whole time. But to walk into a sudas bris or a sudas this, sudas that, say mazel tov, and then go out is for sure mutter. How about to sit the whole time? Sitting the whole time, even if they said, I mean, b'shas achila. I mean, likanit l'shar sudas mitzvah. Mutter. The question is, can you sit for the whole suda and just like pretend you're eating and not eat? That, you know, is only b'shas adchak. But to walk in and say mazel tov is perfectly okay. And to walk in for the speech is perfectly okay. Okay, so that's not, it's definitely true. One of the tricky parts is, I'll point out, bar mitzvahs nowadays. Notice, in their sulam, their ladder, bar mitzvahs went with siyum. A bar mitzvah is not as big as a bris or a pinyon aben, come on. You know, nowadays, bar mitzvahs are like weddings, right? Meaning, let's be very honest. A bris is pretty much a bris, right? But a bar mitzvah in Englewood is a wedding in Teaneck, and a wedding in Teaneck, and a bar mitzvah in Teaneck is a wedding in Fairlawn, and a wedding in Fairlawn is, and a bar mitzvah in Fairlawn is a wedding in Elizabeth, and a bar mitzvah in Elizabeth is 8 weddings in Eretz Yisrael, right? But bar mitzvah is really up there. So halacha l'maisa nowadays, for sure we should treat and they have a band. You don't have a band in a bris. You have a band and you have shtick. We invented this idea that they always had a bar mitzvah. The Marashal said you should have a bar mitzvah, but their bar mitzvah was more like a siyum aseches. Nowadays, our bar mitzvahs are really, really big deals. So therefore, a bar mitzvah, you should really treat more like a wedding. You could walk in to hear the speeches, walk in to say mazel tov when they're not playing the music and dancing, but there's no having to spend too much time at a bar mitzvah, because bar mitzvahs are very, very, very simchadik. I don't think anyone would say you could sit through the bar mitzvah. You know, lola haxim, there's mizmutim. And even though all the achronim here are matur bar mitzvah like siyum, really, bar mitzvah is worse than a bris. You can only go for the speech and say mazel tov like a bris, and it's worse than a bris because you have to leave for the same music and dancing. And there's no band and dancing in a bris milah. Okay, so don't be fooled by all these atirim or bris milah. All these atirim of bar mitzvah, all these atirim bar mitzvah are talking about a totally different social reality than we live in. They had no havim, you know, we make weddings for a bar mitzvah. It might not be a bad thing. But still, it just wasn't what they were talking about. Okay, let's continue. When we come back nearer to Aval Yachal Levarach Ibirus Irsim Nisuan Tachzal Choshdes Knesses, that's called being Masader Kedusha, right? In those days, the Masader Kedusha would say all the brachos. There's still the heter of Masader Kedusha. The Achronim even write that after Shiva, even after Shiva for parents, The Achronim write that that there's a heter for the Masada Kedushin. Because the Masada Kedushin, it's work. It's not really simcha.
Also just by the chuppah
and the mitzvah? Yeah, just Masada Kedushin. Yeah, not to go to the meal chas v'shalom. It's a good question. I think the minig nowadays that since that's work, through Masada Kedushin, we assume that we give a heter gomer for Seder Kedushin. You know, it's an interesting question, where I will say whenever you're doing something for work, it's not a real simcha. It's only real simcha if it's not your work. But that is in the Gilui Marsha. The Gilui Marsha says even within shulshim for parents, it's mutter to see your kedusha. V'chein yuchal lahachnis chasan k'derech hatzeinu sh'shnei anashim machnis nachasan tachas achopa. Likewise, you can be the people who walk them down the aisle. Like in our, like we have a minhag of walking down the aisle. Okay, usually it's the parents who walk down the aisle. V'yochal lilbosh k'tzas big deshav shah machnisim can even wear Shabbos clothes for it, so it's not to share the simcha. Shach says even full Shabbos clothes. Uvache acher shloshim, as long as it is after shloshim, and here the Shach and Bach argue again. What about for other krovim? The Shach says shloshim across the board. The Bach says shloshim for other krovim, and shloshim for parents and shiva for shach krovim. Lemaisa this leochol hachnis, if not parents, and we'll come back to parents. We don't really do that nowadays. Nowadays, we don't have the same chashivas of having. I mean, it's an interesting question. What if someone's parents are passed away? They really need someone to walk them down the aisle? And he's saying there's a heter to walking down the aisle. There's a heter walking down the aisle, you know, because it's so important for the chasa to have a someone who knows them walking down the aisle. So there is a special heter to walking down the aisle. Yesh matir la'avel lechol besudas this universe mila imam sham shem. Okay, how about FAS about the table set up outside? Some people are makel that you can eat with the waiters in the kitchen. As long as it's a different house or a different room, it's not the place where they have the simcha. Some people say you can eat in a different place with the waiters. Aviyesh osrim. Okay, machlokas. Is that called eating at the suda or not? Again, we're knowing like the osrim. Rak sha'avel mishami shamim yirtza v'ochel b'veisa masha shochelo minasuda. We're knowing like the Osrim. What's the only heter? If the avel wants to show up, he can work. He can be a waiter. And then he can take food home and eat. The avel can eat food at home. He can eat at home. That's for sure not considered participating in the suda, even though it's food from the suda. A doggy bag doesn't count as participating in the suda. That's leftovers. And he can work. Okay, all of these are very controversial. How about the eating? How about the heter of eating outside? So the Rama brings a machlokas about this, and the Rama is machmir on eating. On eating outside. however, one second. However, lemaisa, the minhag is to be makel on this when we need to for a close family, etc. Even though our Ramah says the Ramah says v'cheinogim. Not everyone agrees with this. If you look, for example, the meaning of poem, at least the Shoshbina, okay, the only Shoshbina, are Mishamish Ktsas, and then They then they eat at the then they eat at the side table. Gesher Chaim says nowadays we're makel that if they eat in a really different place, then one can be makel. However, this gets a little tricky. What's called eating at a different place? Often they set up a table right outside the main hall where they're hearing the music and they're watching everyone dance and they're mamish part of it. That's very problematic. Is that called with the waiters? Here's one of the waiters vice acher. Is that called the waiters vice acher? L'chor, it should really be. I've been to some weddings where, no, they set up a table for the aunts and uncles who are in avelus, and it's mamish like around the corner. You know, it's really not part of the wedding. The only thing is the chassan and kala can come and say hello to them. Right? For sure they can't walk in. How can you walk in? Which is the whole Suda. So Halacha L'maisa, this is a very dochuk heter. Number one, because the Ramah says we're no again lesser. And number two, even if we're matir, the heter is l'chora for far away, for not if you're right in the middle of the action, not if they feel like they're part of the wedding. And therefore Halacha L'maisa, we're only makel for relatives who would really be a tzar for the family to not go. We're not makel stam, but for close relatives who it's a tzar if they wouldn't go, then we're makel that they can eat outside, but they should not be outside, not like right next to it outside the door where they're in the middle of the action. They should really be around the corner in a place where they're not in the action at all. They don't be with the waiters. Ray Willig thinks maybe it's only mutter if it's in the kitchen. You know, where the waiters chop a bite to eat. They have a little stool in a bar maybe with stools in the kitchen where the waiters chop a bite to eat. Okay, but Lemaisa should at least be far away. Otherwise, a very, very iffy heter, because the Ramah says the menig is to be mekel legamri, is to be makel legamri. And even for mekel, we shouldn't be mekel more than the mekel opinion, which is the vayis acher shalom makom simcha im ha-meshamshim. So, therefore, one should try to be makel not to make this into a joke and just put them like, I've seen, right outside the door, glass wall, they're seeing everything, they're listening to the music. Give me a break. But if it's, I've also seen places, mom's around the corner. They have a big hall, and they have some far out, you know, around two corners where no one even knows it exists, and only if you get lost trying to find the bathroom, you go there, or if you know where to go. That, you know, for close relatives, like uncles and aunts of the chassan and kala, etc., then it makes sense that we should be mekel. Let's continue. The ochel v'vayzmash, okay. Yesh matir l'avel ochel v'oso suda shal dogem sh'oso nachon yisuin ki me'akshu kar pasku lomar simpum ono isle heker. It's a minute we don't have nowadays. They don't have a certain suda of dagim after the bias mitzvah for puruvu, for dagim, and they would dafka not say shesimpum ono. It's not exactly clear why, because like the main thing was over. So he says, if you dafka skip shesimpum ono, that shows it's not a real simcha, and some people are made ill, because there's a hecker that there's no simcha. Okay, now we're up to yahrzeit. Let's leave the yahrzeit for a second. Let's talk about some other details. How about, these are the general halachas. What about, yeah.
We were talking the other day about walking the hallway, but maybe you were saying that, I thought we were talking about not only relatives, so being narrowly saying that specifically for relatives, that should be saying up, or we were talking about drive-by weddings nowadays, similar to walking in the hallway. So we said in a different context.
You mean in our private conversation?
Yeah.
No, so the drive-by weddings in Corona, I think, is more makel than eating in the hallway.
Right.
You're not mamish part of a suda. You're taking the food home. There you're mamish taking the food home, and you're mamish in your car, which is separate from us. I think for drive-by weddings, we could be a little more makel. But that's not...
This heter just, like, extended me...
No, this is talking about eating. Drive-by weddings, they eat at home.
Right.
There's no shiloh to eating. You can always eat at home. The oven can always take a doggy bag and go home. The only question is, are they going into the room when there's Mizmute Chas and Mikala? So there, they can say if they're in their car, then they're really not. You wouldn't say they're mamish. You know, so I think there's more room to be makel. But still, if there's a big band playing, it's probably not even a big band playing. There might even be, you know, still Mizmutim. I don't know. You know, so what about a drive-by wedding? I wouldn't be super makel on a drive-by wedding either. But if it's socially expected, then I think there's more room to be makel because he's not eating at all. And he's not really going into a room. He's driving down a driveway. So, you know, it's hard to call that a Beis HaMishta. I mean, it's the Corona Beis HaMishta. But it's a weird Beis HaMishta, so I think there could be a little more room to be makel. But I think, again, going to chuppas nowadays, and the chuppas are very happy, I think it's a bad minhag that everyone goes to chuppas. Should only go going to chuppas if it's really necessary, like close family or professional. And as far as eating, only the close family. and they should really be around at least, you know, two corners. No, maybe one, depending on how it's built. You know, they shouldn't be someplace where it's the middle of the action. You know, if they can't hear the band or can't hear it well, then okay, that's really what the Ramah had in mind. Even if they're not mamish with the waiters and eating on the concrete floor of the kitchen. Okay, the other big question is, let's make a few. What about relatives, parents, etc.? So, is there any heter for, I don't mean for uncles and aunts, is there any heter for very close relatives? So, so there's one heter in the Gilyan Marsha here. The first Gilyan Marsha had a heter if he won't get married without his mother. Then there's another heter at the end of the Gilyan Marsha, which Moshe Feinstein makes a big deal of. Says the end of the Gilyan Marsha. He says, let me just find it here. The end of the long one. Ayin kines sagdola la torso simishin sadi beis, and the Gilyan Marsha also quotes this in simishin sadi beis. It's the same thing. The heich the mutalo lichnos shem hef said yochel av lichnos lechobas bito afi shinar rabat shlo yochel sham. In a case that there's a heter because of hef said to make the wedding even when the chasson's an avel, the father can also go. Okay, the father can also go. All of a sudden, the heter for the father to go to his daughter's wedding. The heich tasted this heter for the father to go to his daughter's wedding. So Rav Moshe discusses this. Now it's funny because the Gilyan Marsha was quoting the Eskadol about the weird case that we don't really practice nowadays, where like mamish between Ptira and Kvura, they have a wedding. But Rav Moshe assumed this is a general thing. If you look at Rav Moshe, Yoredea, Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis, and Kof Samach Test, he has a big chiddush. He says, I always let the parents go to the chasana. Yes, why do you let the parents go to the chasana? I said, so first Gilyan Marsha, the parents can go to the chasana. What's the svarim? And he can taste the parents go to the chasana. And Rav Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. The whole belt relies on this chiddush of Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe, you know why the parents can go to the daughter's chasana? Midin davar ha'aved. There's a heter of davar ha'aved. What's davar ha'aved? Think about it. Let's say, not avail chasana, I couldn't go to Isaac's chasana. Would that be sad for me? Would I be upset? Would it be equivalent to missing out on something nice, you know? Would I pay 50 shekels to go to Isaac's wedding? Yes. Would you say it's mamash adover ha'aveh that it's like, you know, my life savings are being lost. It's like losing $10,000. No, like you can go to everyone's wedding. Someone can't go to their nephew's wedding, their niece's wedding. You know what? Sometimes someone's nephew gets married or niece gets married or his cousin gets married, even without corona. The plane ticket is very expensive and he's going to have to miss work and he doesn't have vacation days. And he doesn't go because he can't lose $2,000 to go to every wedding. How about someone's kid's wedding? So Moshe says, "What do you mean? Ain't davar aveg dolu mizo? A person works their whole life to be at their kid's chasana. They've been spending millions, it costs $1 million to raise a kid nowadays, right? They spend all that money to be at their kid's chasana. That's what they're looking forward to the whole life. Boy, there's no greater davar aveg than not being at your kid's chasana." Now, what's Rosh's chiddush? That's taka true. It's a big davar aveg. Someone asked me, "Could you do malachan cholamoy to make it to your kid's chasana?" I would say yes. The chiddush is the heter of davar ha'aved is said in the Isser Malacha for Avelus. Doesn't say that the heter of davar ha'aved for all Isser Avelus. Rav Moshe's chiddush is that the heter of davar ha'aved extends to all Isser Avelus. Just the usual case is Malacha, but it extends to the other. It's a heter for Simcha as well. Says Rav Moshe, there's a heter of davar ha'aved for Simcha, and that's what the Gilyan Marsha meant when he talked about a hefsed. And therefore, there's a heter, and what's his big chiddush? He says, even during Shiva, forget about all discussions here, the heter of davar ha'aved is during Shiva. Even during Shiva, it's mutter to go to your kid's chasana. That's the heter of Rav Moshe. Tremendous chiddush. Even during Shiva, it's mutter to go to the kid's chasana. Again, it's not clear to me that's what the Gilyan Marsha meant. He was talking about a unique case where Chazal made special rules. I don't know if he was talking about every case. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, I'm not going to mess with this Ramosha because then I'm messing with the whole world. But if you ask me, the beginning of the Gilyan Marsha says the mother can only go if the son wouldn't get married without her and he wouldn't do peruvim. So he doesn't think the blanket heter to go to your kid's chasana. Only in the weird case where Chazal made special kulas, it's part of the special kula. Okay, but that's not how Ramosha understands it. The whole Velt follows Ramosha now. Again, I know what the Sakras do. We don't always follow Ramosha, but every Sefer I've seen and everyone I've ever heard of and everyone I've ever met follows Ramosha. There's a heter of Dover HaAvi to go to your own kid's chasana. He's in the Chadavar HaAvi Gedol HaMizo. And therefore, even during Shiva, Kol Shein during Shlosh or Yud Beis Chodesh, parents go to their kid's chasana.
Not even for sons? Even for your son?
Yeah, no, his example is just, there's only that special heter if the mother of the girl dies, or the mother of the kala, so it's only the father's left. But yeah.
Ramosha meant
parents and kids. Parents and kids. And then, he meant parents and kids. And then, in the modern day times, they extended this at least after Shiva to grandchildren as well. The truth is, it's not just Ramosha, even the Orcha Shulchan, he is a cool at least after Shiva, even for grandparents, because it's very costly for them to be at the kid's wedding. There are other stories of Lahaka also. The Orcha Shulchan mentions there's one weird smag who says it's always much to go to a wedding. And there's a Marishtam who the Gilly Marishar quotes online from, but he has other svaras, the Hatter as well. He has some decent svaras. He has two other interesting svaras. One svar is maybe it's Yontif delay. When I marry off a kid, maybe it's a Yontif for me. Right? Not crazy, but it feels like. Right? And we do know that Al Pi Halacha, it's the parents' mitzvah to marry off their kid. It's also the kid's mitzvah to get married. The parents mitzvah marry off their kids. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin. So he's Yontif delay. And he also says, because the chassan will cry if his parents don't come. So if the chassan has a Yontif, how can we make him sad on his Yontif just because the parents are not avelus, right? Shouldn't the, so either it's the parents' Yontif, it's at least the chassan's Yontif, Kala's Yontif, and that should be a heter. And the Orcha Shulchan says, and there is a das yachid that's always much to go to weddings. And maybe it's like a Dover HaAveg or Moshe, Lemaiser, for all these reasons put together, the minig is that all the modern-day poskim say that the parent can go to the kid's wedding. The parent can go to the kid's wedding. The Rav Moshe's mater for the parents, even during Shiva. Okay, some people are even mater for grandparents during Shiva. What can the parent do at the kid's wedding? So says Rav Moshe, he can't eat at the kid's wedding. Why not? Because he doesn't have to eat, right? It's not a dumb road to eat. I know he spent a lot of money on the food, but he doesn't care if he eats. He spent money on the food to impress other people, which is his own issue. But Rav Moshe says no heter to eat. We know eating is a separate simcha, right? No heter to eat because it's not a dumb road to eat. If I told you, you know what? You'll be able to go to your kid's wedding, but you won't be able to eat there. You'll have to eat at home first. Come with a full stomach. Is it worth paying me $150 to be able to eat at your kid's wedding? No, I don't want to waste money. I'm spending enough money as it is. I'll eat at home, right? That's not a dover ave. That's not a big deal. No one cares. How about dancing? So, not so clear. Pashas is at least shouldn't dance. But Lemaiser, well, it says, if it really, you know, the chassan and kala, the chassan would cry if his father didn't dance with him for at least one short dance, then the father can even do one short dance because that's necessary. The father would cry because he would give up $10,000 to dance and skip his chassan. Okay, so there's room to make it even for a short dance and then leave for the rest of the dancing. You know, walking down the aisle, be around, but not to eat and not to be there for all the dancing. Have one short dance if necessary. That there's room to be making, I'll start from Aved and as far as Yontif delay and as far as not making the chassan sad. But that's a big, again, big chiddush of Dover HaAved. But Lemaiser, there's enough svaras floating around in the Achronin that there's a clear minigolim to be makel to go to your kids' chasanas, and all the modern day svaras are even makel for the grandchildren's chasanas.
Do you have to leave the room, or just you could be in the dancing room?
No, you should really leave the room for the dance and music and dancing. Now, what does that mean? If they always play background music, then he's going to have to leave the room the whole time. Okay, so at least for the dancing.
Specifically for
Moshe's
why would I not
apply
the
siblings that
their brother's wedding, then
they'll
spend all the money dealing with their brother's wedding?
I mean, I don't know. Sorry, Ian. I mean, you're touching a raw nerve here because my brother's getting married soon. and like I don't know like how much of a sacrifice I can make to go. You know? And it's not so pashut. It's having a very different kind of wedding also, of course. You know, the every day another close relative's wedding gets moved from the fall to the summer. Because in fire we're gonna have it outdoors in the backyard. Don't wait till it rains and snows and gets freezing. Okay, Nunu. Anyway, Lemaisa, what do we say about brothers and sisters? What do we say about brothers and sisters' weddings, about close relatives' weddings? So halacha lemaisa, the minhag is that for the brothers, for the other close relatives who are not parents, it's not quite the same madriga. You know, we all love our siblings, but it's not quite the same madriga. It really isn't quite the same madriga. I mean, siblings don't always make it to chasidus.
No, it's not the same madriga, but it's still tefar havid.
Right, but I think Rav Moshe had required it to be a really big tefar havid. You know, he talks about you know, people spend tons of money. You wouldn't spend $10,000 on your brother's wedding, but you would on your kids. I mean, if you live in America, you wouldn't spend $10,000 on your kids' wedding because that would be insulting. You'd spend $100,000. But, you know, if you live in, in Beer Sheva, spend $10,000 on your kids' wedding. The minhag, what's the minhag for siblings, for like close relatives who aren't, very close relatives who aren't parents? The minhag is that they can be mishamshim. The minhag is that they can either eat at the side table, come to the chuppah and eat at the side table, or we're making for them to go into the suda. If they're mishamshim, right, the whole discussion, the achronim, can you be a waiter? But it has to be a real shemush, not a fake shemush. And the Achronim, right, not like a shemish of simcha, like pouring people with chaims. That's not a shemish, that's a simcha. But the problem, of course, nowadays is that the wedding hall doesn't want the chassan's brother to be a waiter. They have, like, waiters, and they need to work the way they work. They can't just have strangers to be waiters. So it's a little tricky to figure out what job you can give them to be mishamshim. But the minhag is that you find a job, a mishamshim, for the brothers. Maybe they're the, maybe they can, maybe they can be assistant to the photographer.
Be the water guy for the hustle?
Hand out the mints before the
chuppah. I mean, yes, but that doesn't take so long. I mean, as people walk into the chuppah. Okay, the minhag is that even within Shloshim, we're mekel if they're Meshamshim, that's the Gesher Chaim. Even within Shloshim, so what about other relatives? What about other relatives? So parents of Chasan Vikala, we are Mekel. How about siblings? Mekel to work at the Chasana. That's the minhag to be Mekel, and those who allow Meshamshim. what else am I going to say? Give me half a second. Okay, so we're making for them even. What's the chiddush of even to like go into the room if they're mishamshim? We're making not for everyone, not for some friends, etc. But if they really have a job. I don't know. Let's say they hold the lights for the photographer or whatever. I mean, the photographer probably won't. It's very hard to find a job nowadays. It's very hard to find a job nowadays. But if you really find a job, then there's room to be mekel. Yeah.
It seems like the job has to be something that's entire wedding. You can't just be the beginning to help set up.
Right. They can only go in when they're doing their job. Otherwise, they should go outside. Or they could just, you know, at least after shloshim for the parents, just sit at the table. On the side and eat with the mishamshim. or they could just whatever, they could just stay outside in the hallway and you know, the chassid will come and say mazel.
He's a musician, can he be in the band?
If he's a musician, can he be in the band? That is a great question. That's the question. Can you be a musician and play in the band? If you're in a velus. That's a musician. You would think yes. You'd think there's room for makeup in this case. Yes.
You're gonna know, for most musicians, like doing it multiple times a week.
It's not much of a simcha. Yeah. It's not much of a simcha. Yes, that's true. Although it depends if he's a real musician or not. Okay, let's just mention one or two other things. There's a lot of things that are not necessarily found in this Shulchan Aruch Mefurish. One of the big controversial things, what about music style? Nothing to do with parties, nothing to do with, what about music? Clearly, when there's a party with music and singing and dancing, that's aser. That means mutim, you know, that's aser. You know, mutim probably means shtick, but it's all the same. What about some listening to music? So, as we know, the minhag ha'olam is not to listen to music during a velus for 30 days for other relatives or 12 months for other people. It's a minhag ha'olam not to listen to music. Ray Willig, as we know from Hilchas Srirsa Omer and Hilchas 3 weeks, etc., points out that there's very weak makor for this, and he's not impressed with this. by the way, Agav, sorry, I should have mentioned. Nowadays for a bar mitzvah, I pointed out it's like a wedding nowadays, that's bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, meaning there's a heter of the father to go into the bar mitzvah also, because it's such a big deal and it's more of a davar aveid for him. What about music? Lemaisa, Ray Willig thinks it's not really a good makor for this music. The minhag ha'olam is to be makor in music. The minhag ha'olam is to be makor in music for 30 days for 12 months. It's a pretty widespread minhag ha'olam. Probably, okay. I think Minastam, it's such a big minhag ha'olam that everyone knows, even if you aren't so firm, know this minhag ha'olam. I think it's worth respecting the minhag ha'olam in this sense. All these other things are very controversial. How about going to movies, right? How about going to movies? How about going to baseball games, et cetera? My impression is that even people aren't so from, they don't go to movies for the whole of Avelus. You know, where do they draw the line between where they go to? What are movies? Maybe movies are like music. Not exactly clear. Are movies Simchas Mareyus? There's no meal. Baseball games, you know, is it Simchas Mareyus? There's no movie. There's no meal. It seems that the minhag ha'olam is not to go to, you know, big, not to go to movies or to, you know, fun events. You know, I don't know if that extends to like going to a music park or a local park, so that's different. It's not an event, not music. But for some reason, the minhag not to go to movies, no one knows exactly what's so bad about movies. The minhag not to go to movies during a velus. Okay, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once said to me, he said, there's no iser to go to movies because of a velus. Any movie that's mutter to go to, I wouldn't talk about Avelis. I was talking, you know, on relatives. I was talking about Sfiras Omer. He says, any movie that's mutter to go to all year long is mutter to go to during Sfiras Omer. Lemaisa, it could be that practically ends up the same. Because they're, you know, I don't know how many movies for Rav Soloveitchik you could say it's mutter to go to nowadays. Even if he was very makel. but there's always one or two. I found, by the way, if you're ever looking for sneakers movies, if you like foreign films, Iranian movies are generally very sneakers. It's like, I think it's a law. Persian, they call it Persian. So if you're ever looking for sneakers movies, if it's in Persian with English subtitles, you can be fairly confident that it will be properly sneakers. I mean, otherwise someone would have, you know, gotten put in jail or shot or something. So I've had good experiences with that. That and Shuli Rand. So you have lots of options. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, the minhag seems to be to not go to movies and to not listen to music and to include that in simcha. And, you know, if that's the minhag, then l'chora one should keep the minhag, even though Rabbi Willig is not so impressed by it. how about a meal where no one eats bread? You know, but that's not simple. So how about a kiddush or a shalom zachar? a kiddush or a shalom zachar. Even though some people were making by shalom zachar, the minhag is that an aval doesn't go to a kiddush and doesn't go to shalom zachar. Even though they don't serve bread, but they serve what everyone eats at a kiddush. A kiddush is makom suda anyway. It's a kiddush makom suda. And even a shalom zachar, the minhag is an aval doesn't go to shalom zachar, doesn't go to kiddush. If he wants to go in and say mazel tov and not eat, that's okay. You know, it's certainly less happy than a bris milah. The minhag is not to go to kiddush or shalom zachar. Of course, there's something unique about the timing of kiddush and shalom zachars, which is that they are always on Shabbos, and on Shabbos we don't do bills per hesia. So this is all assuming that it's okay, that it's socially acceptable to not go, right? Meaning, someone shul is making a kiddush, you don't have to go. Someone shul is making a shalom zachar, you don't have to go. You know, obviously, if someone's brother's making a shalom zachar, his brother's making a kiddush, then if he doesn't go, he would be, everyone would say, where is he? And say, oh, well, he's an avail, so he's not going. That would be avail per hesia, and that we're making. But assuming that it's stam, a stam guy from shul, the minig is not to eat at the kiddush, not to go to the kiddush shalom zachar, or if you want to go, just to be a very nice person, say mazel tov and not to eat.
How do we judge when someone, you know, goes from being considered the Paris? Like, if someone asks you, oh, are you coming to the Kiddush? So then you tell them, no, I'm in Avelu. Is that suddenly Paresia?
It's a good question. I haven't seen this in the postgame, but it would seem that maybe you shouldn't say, because I'm in Avelu. I don't know, everyone says they're in Avelu, so I don't think it's such a good idea. So say, no, I can't make it. You know, at least if it's on Shabbos. Okay, last thing in this simon is, yes.
When you see the movie, do we say that even not by wedding, meaning like you're kind of like meeting parties nowadays, or like a big time dancing concert?
Right, so what if there's an engagement party nowadays, big time dancing concert, etc.? So you could go to hear the speeches, you could go to say mazel tov, but not when they're singing and dancing. Right, you should leave for the music. Often they don't have a band of engagement party nowadays, but they'll have one guy playing something. Right? I think usually, I don't know, maybe I'm just, I don't know what goes on in New York. Usually it's like a friend who plays an instrument.
Yeah.
They don't hire a band, but who knows nowadays. Again, the engagement parties of whatever. They keep the Jews in Berlin from intermarrying. We all know the parallel. Okay, Viter. The last thing in the Ramah here, Yesh over in the Asr Lechol, Besudo, Belaylo, Shiva, Machos, Beisal, Be'imo. Some people say it's Asr to go to a party the night before Yard Site. Why doesn't he say it's Asr to eat at a party during the day of the Yard Site? Because he's fasting the day of Yard Site. You don't eat even at home on the day of a Yard Site. That goes without saying, right? But at night he's not fasting. In the old days, or Lit Fox nowadays. So he says you still shouldn't eat at a party, the minhag, not to go to a party the night of the yard site. How strong is that minhag not to go to a party the night of the yard site? Excuse me. In the Pesach Chubas of Katan Ches, he says that that it's only a wedding, which is a big party. Even though the Ramah says Suda and the Pesach Chubas got a Cheskot to Makas Shmuel, that it's only a wedding with Mizmute Chasim Ekala and Simcha, but it's Mila and Pidyon Ben and Siyam is okay. And bar mitzvahs nowadays are really more like weddings. And even that, there are those who are Mekel. After all, the Shach quotes Vilvosh, who says that's not our minhag. The Shach says it is our minhag. You just never noticed. Okay, if it's a big shas al chak, there are mekilim, but the proper minhag is to not go to big parties on the night before a yard site like the Ramah. Because the yard site is also a little sad. Okay, any other questions? Okay, hopefully we covered enough details. We always leave some out in some shin sadi aleph because there's so many different permutations, but at least we hopefully got some basics. Let's run through shin sadi beis. Avel, this is logically much easier to keep track of. Aser Lisa Isha Kol Shloshim Yom Afil Belo Suda. It's aser to do it to get married for Shloshim even without a Suda. Because getting married is yourself is very happy. La'acher Shloshim Mutar Afil Avim Afil Aser. After Shloshim is Mutar, even if he's in Yud Beis Chodesh to his parents and even with a Suda. U'Mutar L'Kadesh Isha. Again, it'd be an interesting question, right? What does this prove? This proves that after Shloshim for Ve'imo is less chomer than Tov Shloshim for Shtar Krovim. That's the opposite of Simchas Bereis, where after Shloshim for Ve'imo is more chomer than Tov Shloshim for Shtar Krovim. And you have to answer either that that case is different because just it's a matter of debts, like of my part or someone else's part, or you have to say this case is different. It's not that it's more medial. Just that, how long can the guy wait to get married? You know, you can't make someone wait more than 30 days to get married because that's wrong. So it's not because of how bad the harm of the avails is, it's just that you can't delay weddings more than 30 days because weddings are so important. Okay, so that's a good explanation. Nowadays, it's not relevant. We don't do kiddushin at Nisuin. But in the old days, they did. Even on the day of death, you can do kiddushin. Can't make a sudas erisin until shloshim passes, but kiddushin is okay. Anyone tell me three words? Guess why kiddushin is okay? Because maybe someone else will, if you don't Makadish the girl right now, maybe someone else will Makadish her and you'll lose her. That's a big loss. Nisuin, you could wait. Once there's Kedushin, then you're committed. Okay, so the Gemara does not talk about the Heter Shemi Kamino Acher for Avilos. Anyone remember where the Gemara gives this Heter? For Tishabov. Not exactly the same thing. In some ways, Tishabov is more Chomer, in some ways, less Chomer. So the Machaber, it's a big Machlos Rishonim without naming names. the Machaber says, Kiddush is mutter right away. And the Ramah says, Yeshom the Gamla Ariz also consulting on the Ramah says, no, Kiddush is also 30 days. No nafkamina for us because we would never do Kiddush without Nisuin. So it's no nafkamina. What do we do before Nisuin? What do we call what we do? You know, it's very confusing. You know what in modern day Hebrew, what getting engaged is called? Erison. But it's not. Erison means Kiddush. It's very confusing. But in rabbinic Hebrew, right? In the Hebrew, the poskim, what do they call getting engaged? Shidduchin. And says the Shach, Shidduchin is mutter, getting engaged is okay. Shach, Sivkat, and Aleph, Shidduchin is okay. Okay, so you can get engaged right away, but you shouldn't get married till after Shloshim. Fine. Mesa Ishto, also Lisa Cher, Shiyabra, Lo Shloshim, Golem, special Chomer. Someone's wife dies, he can't be married till three Regalim pass. Till three Regalim pass. He can go to weddings after 30 days. It's not that there's extra avelos when his wife dies. So why does he have to wait three regalim to remarry if avelos ends after shloshim? Three regalim always takes a lot more than shloshim. Why does he have to wait three regalim? So the shach and everyone explains, it's not because of avelos. It's because he has to, you know what it's like when you get someone on the rebound, right? He has to be able to move on from his previous wife before he marries the next wife, because we don't want him to be with his second wife and he's still thinking about his first wife. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean he has to forget about her entirely and call the holes if she never existed. No, but it has to die down a little. So every regal is a big simcha and like helps you get over things. He needs three regalim to help him get over it so that the memory of his first wife will not always be foremost in his mind, and then he'll be able to focus on his second wife. So for shalom bayis and appropriateness for the second wife, basically, for Shalom Bayis, for the second wife, we require three regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur einam chashuv regalim in yedzeh. It's a machlokas. We say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count. What's the big machlokas achronim? The big machlokas achronim is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur don't count. Which three things definitely count, Isaac? And what's a machlokas? What haven't you mentioned yet? No, that's right here. How about Shmini Atzeres? Does Shmini Atzeres count? Meaning, does Sukkos count as two? Right? Very unclear, right? The Dagmar Vava says, yes, it does count. The regal Lufay Atzvol. In which case, just Sukkos and Pesach is three regalim, because Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach. Or even shorter, just Shavuos and Sukkos is three regalim. Right? It could happen in less than 5 months. Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres is three regalim. That's the sheet of the Dagmar Vava. Pesach Chivus of Cotton Olive quotes, though, that Rabbi Kiva Eger was Machber and didn't count Shmini Atzeres. Halachal Maisa, we'll see where so they go. There's room to be made and count Shmini Atzeres.
And Shmini Atzeres doesn't seem to align with the star that we just put it before it and gave it time, amount of time for him to get over it. It's a week. So why would that help?
It, unless you say no, Simchas Torah is such a joyous occasion that, of course, they had Simchas Torah in those days. That Sukkot is one joyous occasion, Simchas Torah is a new joyous occasion. Yesh bazemashu, meaning Simchas Torah is very exciting, even besides Sukkot. It's not like Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Everyone knows Shvi'i Shel Pesach is, no, okay, we're all on a drag or whatever. I'm talking about the people who aren't on a drag. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is already a drag, like you're ready to move on, you know? Shvina Tzeres Amos Torah, and that's already a new fun thing. You know, went to a great adventure, and now you're going to Disney World. You know, Shvina Shel Pesach is like, you know, you went to a great adventure, and now you're going for the eighth time on the unpopular ride. But Shvina Tzeres is a new amusement park. I think Yesh B'Zamashu. Okay, what can I do? So Machlokes L'mais, the Gesher Chaim says, is room to be made, especially since we're more makeable nowadays. Anyways, we'll see. Avim lo kiyam mitzvah peri verivya, o sheish lebanim katanim, o she'im lo mi she'isham shenu, mocha lekadish miyad, v'lichnos achar shiva, v'lo yavo le'ad l'achar shloshim yom, elam kein lo kiyam mitzvah peri verivya, shos mocha lovo leha achar shiva. Okay, these are all very logical. There's a heter b'makom tzorach. What are the three tzorachim? Now, what's the heter b'makom tzorach? It's not only if his wife died. This heter b'makom tzorach is also if his other relatives die and he's single. Right? It's just that since he's talking about his wife dying, he's now single. Right? For a single man, there's a heter. What's the heter? The heter is that three circumstances. A, if he didn't do Puruvu is the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, right? Open up the Torah, Eben Ezer, mitzvah Rabba. B, if he has little kids and no one to take care of them. Okay, nowadays you'd say, whatever, you know, egalitarianism, and who says that only mothers take care of kids? Even nowadays, even with all our everything, nowadays, Lamaisa, the mother always ends up taking the kids. Certainly, the single mother gets the kids, not the single father in 99% of cases. You know, I don't think life has changed radically since the time of the Shulchan Aruch. You still need a mother to take care of kids. Or the third case is Ein lo mi she'isham shenu. There's no one to take care of him. This, I'm less convinced nowadays, exactly. What is now the no one to take care of him? We're not talking about need to do for Ruvu. You know, maybe he already had kids, and they're not little. He already had kids, and they're all in high school, right? They don't need anyone to, they're all in college. They're all married. He already had kids, they're all married, right? So he did for Ruvu, and he doesn't have little kids. But he has no one to be mishamish him. Here it's a little unclear what it means, no one to be mishamish him. So I'm very misopic about nowadays. What happened once upon a time? Once upon a time, I don't know if you might be too young. Do you have any relatives who are European? If you had your European great uncle, the European relatives, Mamish, a European man, my father-in-law's cousin just passed away recently. He was he was European Bofi. I mean, he was actually European. He was also European Bofi. You know, he could not boil himself a cup of tea without his wife. Not even to talk about to make eggs. That's not even a habanita. He can't drink tea or coffee without his wife because he doesn't know how to use the kitchen. And whatever, he thinks he can do laundry and this and that. So a man needed someone to give a shot. In the old days, the woman needed someone to go out to work and bring home the bacon or bring home the bacon. And the man needed someone to take care of him, take care of his clothes, take care of his, you know, whatever he needs. And therefore, what's he going to do? If he has no one to take care of him, he's just not going to be able to live. So that's Ein lo mi she'isham shenu. Nowadays, they're really a heter Ein lo mi she'isham shenu. I'm very skeptical. I don't think there's such thing as Ein lo mi she'isham shenu nowadays. Nowadays, you live in a different world where, you know, the woman has to go out to work or else, I'll tell you the dirty little secret. The woman doesn't have to go out to work because otherwise she won't find her self-fulfillment in her career. The woman has to go out to work because otherwise they won't be able to pay their bills. Whether she wants her self-fulfillment or not, the woman has to go out to work because you can't live on one income anymore. And the man, okay, maybe doesn't know how to make the fanciest kugels and, you know, to bake a strawberry shortcake and whatever. But he knows how to make pasta and he knows how to make eggs. And you know what? He could probably figure out how to put a chicken in the oven. And he could buy frozen food and take out and whatever, and dirty little secret, don't tell any of the wives. The man will actually be very happy eating cereal three meals a day. Anyway, it's fortified with all the vitamins and minerals, he'll be okay. You know, he'll have something for the takeout place, you know, he'll eat cereal for breakfast, cereal for lunch, cereal for dinner, and he'll order in a deli sandwich to get some protein for cereal, also protein. Really, I'm pretty sure the cereal's okay three meals a day. And vitamins, minerals, proteins.
I'm going to test.
Yeah, it's Kaseder. That's what I did. I was single. Anyway, Lamaisa, what do you mean? A kid with laundry? You really think that a man now is, I mean, my European cousins and great uncles, they could, they would not, they would just die if they didn't have a woman to take care of them. What do you mean? Everyone could put your clothes in the washing, I mean, it's not so hard. Put clothes in the washing machine, pour in half a cup of the green stuff, press start. Take them out, put them in the dryer, press start. You know, it's not, it's not rocket science. And they're dry cleaners, you know. So, and laundry services, etc. So, I don't know how shayach it is. But once upon a time, it was a good heter. I think it's still shayach, but it's katanin. Once upon a time, Ein L'Mishem Shenu was a good heter. So, that's mutter. What's the nature of the heter? So, here, the heter is on an need basis. The heter is to get married after Shiva. How about Bia? Oh, why should there be an Isser of Bia? There's no Isser of Tashvish Amita during Shloshim. No, there's no Isser of Tashvish Amita during Shloshim for normal Avelos. But the first Tashvish of getting married is a big Simcha, because it's consummating the marriage. And therefore, that is Isser. So now it depends which of the three reasons he had. This is just perfectly, it's just common sense logic. If the reason for the Heter is Puravu, then it's Mutter to marry and Boel after Shiva. Because the whole Heter was to have kids. You have kids without Be'ila. But if the heter was born in Gatanim or Meshamshim, then it's mutter to marry after Shiva. Because the whole heter is to take care of the little kids and to Meshamish. But there's no need to rush the Bia. Right? You already did Peruvu. There's no need to rush the Bia. And therefore, the Bia should wait till Shloshim. Oh, we don't have an Isser Yichud or anything like that. Because, you know, it's an Isser Kal, the Bia during Shloshim, to consummate the marriage. And so we hope it will be Neshel. And we don't have to make Zeros. But that's the thing. If the heter is for Puravu, the Bia is mutter after Shiva. If the heter is for other things, the marriage is mutter after Shiva, but the Bia has to wait till Shloshim. What's so bad about Be'ila? The first Be'ila after you get married is a big Simcha.
He's married without the Rishona, and there's no Isser Yichud?
Correct. And there's no, he's married without the Rishona, there's no Isser Yichud. What if she becomes a Nida?
30 days, right?
30 days, you think she'd become a Nida? 46 or that is a very good point. After all, logically, shouldn't she become Nida? After, unless she's an old lady. I'm saying, probably she's not an old lady, right? She's taking care of the Banu Katanim. I hope she's not an old lady. It's very hard for old ladies to take care of Banu Katanim. And they can manage 2 hours. But if that, they give them back. That is an amazing question. The answer is, I don't know. That's a good point. Like, shouldn't they read Nesser Yichud? Should that make all the other things very difficult as soon as she's Pirsah Nida, at least? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't see that being addressed. And it is a great question. So I'm really not sure. It is a good question. Right, maybe he could. It's a great question, and the answer is I'm not sure. But one important machlokas that I did want to point out is, and here maybe I spoke too soon. Okay, we have to finish up, but maybe I spoke a little too soon. A big machlokas that I don't know if it makes it onto the page here. But why is there this Isser of Bia for 30 days? Why is there an Isser of Bia for 30 days? So I said, because of Avelos. Because Bia is the Iker Simcha. You know, Bia finishes the Simcha Nisuin, even though there's no Isser of Bia for Shloshim. But when it's consummating the marriage, it's more of a simcha. And that's why it's usher unless absolutely necessary, right? But not so pashut, because 1 second. Because right here, et cetera, give me a second. Okay, it's not as beforeish as I'd like to be. But the Bar Yeshulchan quotes Machlokas. It's really a lot of diukim, I'm sorry to say. It's a lot of diukim. This Isser of Tashmish for 30 days, is it Kuzva Velos or the context of this Seif because of being distracted by his first wife? After all, in bed is the word time you definitely don't want him thinking about another woman, even if that other woman's dead. And so the Bar Yeshulchan quotes here, if you look, it's in Sifkatan Chav Tes, a big machlokas achronim. What if a different relative died? Does he still have to wait 30 days for Tashmish? In the case of this heter of Banim Ketanim or Mishamshim or not? And Lemaisa, he's Mako. He says, no, it depends. If the Isser of Tashmish 30 days, Shalom B'Mako Mitzvah, Shalom B'Kinsorach Gadol, is because of a velus, then no matter who died, he has to wait 30 days for Tashmish if he, unless he needs to remove. But if the Isser is, we won't think of his first wife during Tashmish, that's only if his wife died. But let's say, you know, his wife died 3 years ago and now his brother died, then there should be no Isser for Tashmish 30 days. And the mice about Ishel Chan's Mako, that you can be Boel, you know, can you get the word please? You can be Boel Tosh Shloshim if another relative died, even if it's not Purufu. Okay, let's just briefly finish this up. The Pisli Tshuva and Sifkan Beis quotes from the Chasam Sofer that quotes from the Chasam Sofer that that when it's mutter to get married, it's also mutter to get a haircut and put on nice clothes, etc. Meaning, if someone's going to a chasa, they have to go to a chasa looking like a chasa. So the head to get married makes a yontif delaying this mutter everything. Okay, let's just finish the Ramah. Stranger Ramah, who had the Mishar Velos to be by Velos to other the Imo, Mojo Lisa, Vlovola Achar Shiva, and Lo Kiyem Piria Berivya. Okay, that sounds a little more like Zomi Piria Rivya, but let's just put on the board. What's the case? Give me a second. Here is Char Krovim or Ovi V'Imo. There's actually no difference in Ovi V'Imo and Char Krovim versus Mesa Ishto. So the Isser is for 30 days or for Gimel Regalim. What are the Heterim? Heter 1, Lo Kiyem Pru Urvu, is Matter in either case. It's Matter Nisuin Ube'ila Achar Shiva. Heter 2. Heter 2. Banim Ketanim. Is Matter, in this case, Nisuin Achar Shiva and Be'ila Achar Shloshim. That was the case of Yosef Cohen, who married his wife's sister and didn't both. How about it if it's other Krovim? Nisuin Achar Shiva and Be'ila, it's not clear. Also Achar Shiva, because, or Achar Shloshim. That depends. If Isser of Be'ila is because of thinking about another woman, then if it's not his wife who died, then it's fine. If the Isser is because of Avelos, then it's a problem. And Lamais, the Bar Yeshulchan sends his room to be Mekel. And Heter 3 is the same thing. Heter 3. Mishamesh, he doesn't have a Mishamesh, has the same rules. Okay, let's just read an interesting Ramah. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omer, Da'afi Shub Asher V'Yichos B'Yod Olisko L'Masharsha M'Sharsha, so even someone who's rich who can hire servants, Mikamaka Mein Bito Kalasa Eslo Beveso Shukhal Shamsho, if his wife, if he doesn't have a close relative like a daughter-in-law at home, who can can shampoo his hair, or shard dvar mishav espayish mechem, or other things that it's embarrassing to have strangers do. Mikri ein lo mishav shenem chok yotz bezeh. Some people say that if you need things which is embarrassing for someone who's not in your family to do, and you don't have family members, that's called ein lo mishav sham shenu. The Rabbi Kiva Eger here says, hold on a second, your daughter allows a lot of shampoo your hair. You know, isn't that like a problem? You know, what about, Arias, Lil Sikaru, your daughter, Tana, okay, you're allowed to hug and kiss your daughter. How about your daughter-in-law? And Rabbi Kiva Eger here's Machmir, he says, no, don't read this Ramah too literally. The daughter-in-law should never shampoo your hair. Although Ramah seems to have been makel. He seems to have assumed, no, shampooing your hair, that's not a problem. That's like a doctor in Hilchos Nida. Okay, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is Machmir, halacha l'maisa nowadays, your daughter-in-law shouldn't shampoo your hair. Says Rama, the minhag nowadays, is to be mekel and not wait gimel or golem. If someone's wife died, they just wait shloshim. They don't wait gimel or golem. Even if it's not one of the three heters. Why? There are different theories. Says the Rama, because everyone nowadays is called Ein Lo Mishe Yisham Shenu. Because nowadays, we're not used to having hired help through certain shimush, and therefore, if someone doesn't have their daughter at home, they don't have anyone to mishamish them. That's a very dachuk. That's a very dachuk heter, you understand, right? The Pesachei Tshuva in Zefkat and Beis and Gimel gives some other heterim. The Dagul Mirvava says, Shema Yikad Menu Acher. That's a good heter. What changed nowadays? Once upon a time, we did Kiddushin before Nisuin. So if you didn't want to lose the Shidduch, you would do Kiddushin. Nowadays, you're not allowed to do Kiddushin without Nisuin. That's against Menu Yisrael. You can't do Kiddushin until the Nisuin. And you have to do the Kiddushin so as not to lose her. So therefore, we're also making on Nisuin. And a third heter, which is a sort of semi-weird heter, it's found in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel. Kasav Od Al Zeh. Who's he quoting? I think it's quoting the Shos Yaakov. This is in Sifkat and Dalad. This is in Sifkat and Gimel. Says the Shos Yaakov, hey, I'm the Sorof Mary Willig and other areas of Halacha to always be cautious for this. He says, because of Pritzos. He says, you know what? Once upon a time, there was less Pritzos. Now there's more Pritzos. The guy doesn't have a wife. You're asking for trouble. Too much pretzels nowadays. Okay, that was in his days. I don't know what he would say about our days. I don't know what happened in his days. You know, that was a long time ago. But nowadays, for sure, there's more pretzels. Okay, there are different explanations. It seems to me Minhag Ashkenaz is Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Bal Nefesh is Machmer and wait Gimel Regalim. The truth is, I think nowadays most people wait Gimel Regalim anyway. But Lamaisa, there's a Minhag to be Mekel and not wait Gimel Regalim, even though it's against the Chachamim and the Rishonim pass like the Chachamim in the Gemara, either because of Pritzos or because of Shemim Kamenu Acher or because you don't have Mishnei Sham Shenu, so there's room to be Mekel. Okay, Mishnei Tafso Asarvi and Russell and Nichum to the Sasra Shisha Isha Tok Shalosh Regal Machmis Isha Isha Tim Shem Sardi Dev Generally Yeker. Weird case. Okay, politics you don't begin to. The Sar, the Goyish Poritz, puts someone in jail until they get married. So if they get married, Tok Gimel Regalim, is that a Tzorech to get out of jail? Therma says yes. If having someone to mishamish you, the Torah getting out of jail is also Torah. Seems like a pretty reasonable shot. Again, why historically did they put you in jail until you got married? Not for now. Okay, let's just briefly look at Gimel. Gimel is a very posh thing. Let me ask you a simple question. What if the guy has a need? Ein lo mishe sham shenu, bonim katanim puruvu. But the cow is also an avila since she doesn't have a need. She's pater from puruvu. If she has banim katanim, she can take care of them on her own. You know, she can mishamish herself. Is there also a heter if the cow is in avilus? Is the mitzvah, the tzorch, the katan, matter, docha the avilus of the cow? That's a good question, right? Is the tzorch, the katan, docha the avilus of the cow? Right? Is the tzorch of the chasan, docha the avilus of the kala? Tzorech l'chasan, doch l'avelos l'chasan. Is it doch l'avelos l'kala? On the one hand, you'll say, yeah, every yid has to worry about the tzorech of every other yid. On the other hand, you'll say, you can find a different kala, right? So what's the answer? In short, without getting into details, what's the answer? The answer is, it depends. If he can find a different kala, then it's not docha. But if he needs this kala, then it's docha. What is the case if he needs this kala? Sif Gimel, then we'll finish. Mishlo Kiyam, it's a very Baribya. Meshidach Isha. Be'achar Shehichin Sarche Chuppah. Meis Achiyam Shudeches. Someone who he got engaged and he even invested money in the chasna. And now the wife, the kala, is an avelos. Mutter l'kansav l'vo l'achar shiva. It's mutter for him to marry her and dubia after after shiva. And the shah says the same is true for banim katanim, but only notice what's the heter? Yes, if it's also a hefsid mamon. If engaged. And also hefsid mamon. I mean, if you're not engaged, just don't go out with a girl and expect to marry her while she's in avelos for 30 days, right? But if you're already engaged, then what do you mean you can find another girl? You're already engaged. And it's a hefsid mamon because you're already, you put a deposit on the hole, which isn't refundable. Then the husband's mitzvah is even docha the avelos of the kala. And another heter. Another heter is, this is the case of Gemara, what if, right, like that Shuli Rand movie, right? What if he has banim ketanim and he wants to marry his wife's sister? Because remember Wicked Stepmother, fairy tales? Still happens. Except now that I'm a little older, I realize the perspective is that more often than not, the stepmother's not actually wicked. That's just the perspective of the kids. Because whatever she is, they'll call her wicked because she's not their mother. And like, it's her fault that their mother died, so she's wicked. Okay, it's complicated psychology. But Lamaisa, wicked stepmother is an issue. But if it's a wife's sister, of course she's not going to be a wicked stepmother. She's the only one who'll care for them the most. So then, says the Rama, or Bonim Ketanim, the no say Achos Ishto, then that is a big need. Because you can't just find someone else to take care of the Bani Katanim, because no one else is going to love them. They'll be a wicked stepmother. And they'll take care of them, you know, Kamisha Kloshay, do they have to, etc. But it's not their own flesh and blood. Here it's their own flesh and blood. And therefore, it's a heter. Okay, so these are two cases when there is a heter. We will continue, Mir Tzashem, on Tuesday.